place to hear cheaters get busted. This is the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
You know, I looked through this War of the Roses and I almost said no. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because there's nothing dramatic in it. There's no exciting.
You live for the like, drama, lady.
Well, I know, but we get enough War of the Roses in that we go, oh, well, this one's a little bit like, I don't know, not boring, certainly, but there's no drama, like a dirty text message. There's no, like, you know, pair of underpants under her bed or, you know, anything like that. It's just kind of like some evidence and some history.
Okay.
So let's talk about War of the Roses, because Janelle is still worried that Doug is up to something. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for being on. Tell me what it is. Give me the background on you and Doug first, because I think that's kind of key to understand the whole story. What should we know about you guys?
So Doug and I, we were in a relationship for about a year, but at that point, he just like wouldn't commit. Like he wouldn't say we were in a relationship, and I'm pretty sure it's because he was seeing other people. Like I never really could confirm that, but there just came a point where I was like, okay, if we're not going to do this for real, then I'm out. So 6 months later, he kind of came back to me and said he was ready to commit. So we did. We ended up together, which is, you know, great. And now we live together. It's been a while. So that's where we're at.
Okay. So then everything seems to be going okay. And he's committed. In other words, he'll say something like, you know, I mean, you do say I love you and you agree you're not seeing any other people. And if he
we're exclusive. Yeah.
Yeah, you're exclusive. And so you understand that.
Right. Right. But, no, that is absolutely agreed upon. Like we are together, we're exclusive, we live together, all of that. So now the reason that I'm here, he keeps coming home late, like multiple times, and he keeps saying it's like traffic related, like there was an accident, or he'll like text me from the road and say, oh, there was an issue on this road, and then I look at the app, like my maps app, and there's no traffic, there's no accident, there's no issue.
Ah.
Ooh, then, busted. So right. He'll say, like, if he's driving, like, I don't know, on 494, he'll right. say, oh, sorry, you know, I'm going to be a couple of hours late, or that's ridiculous. No traffic is going to make you a couple of hours late. But he'll say, I'm going to be late because there's bad traffic. And you believe right. that the first couple of times, but then there's so many people playing detective lately, Fallon.
Well, because there are so many avenues that make it easier. Like, you don't have to hire someone to follow someone anymore. You can put tracking devices on them. You can check their phones. You can check their phone call history.
It's like find my iPhone to find out where they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So when he comes home and you're like, Doug, I looked at my phone. There's no traffic on 694. What does he say about that?
Well, so then he kind of, you know, grumbles and is like, oh, I don't really understand technology or whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't use those apps. And I'm like, well,
that has nothing to do with anything. That's a great lie. That's a great lie when you're put into a pinch.
Plead ignorance.
Like, okay, what else?
Well, so then again, this is the traffic thing. And then the other night, he told me he was having dinner with his boss. And then 2 hours later, he gets home and he's like rummaging in the fridge looking for leftovers and like eating pizza. And I was like, hey, I thought you just had dinner with your boss. And he's like, oh, I just didn't really like my meal. Like the steak wasn't prepared in the way I wanted it. And so I didn't eat much of it. And it just seemed kind of
fishy.
No, totally. Because, he would have probably, again, if he had a crappy meal, he probably would have sent it back, or he would have called you on the way home and said, God, I'm starving.
Yeah.
I had dinner with Bob, but they brought it late. It was terrible. So, but he was kind of busted because he was maybe doing something besides having dinner. So when he got home, he hadn't had dinner. I mean, makes sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought. It just seemed weird.
But he denies everything.
Of course. Yeah. No, absolutely. He has denied everything. He's not indicated at all that he's done anything wrong.
Okay. Well, one thing that kind of works, is pretty effective, is when we call on KDWB, we'll call Doug and we'll pretend that we're from his, you know, cable company probably, or satellite operator, whatever. We'll get all that information off the air. So we'll sound legit and we'll say, hey, we're from your satellite operator. And if you take this survey about our service and our product and whatever, we'll send whoever you want a dozen roses. They're romantic roses. And usually when we tell a guy this, he's like, oh, yeah, free stuff. Yeah, I'll take it. it sucks when we get this far and the guy adamantly refuses to take the survey, because then we wasted a lot of time.
Yeah, we did.
Most time, though, they feel they hear the free deal and they're like, okay, sure. Then we'll ask who he wants to send the roses to. We're going to hope it's you, Janelle.
Yes, me too.
But if it's not, then he'll definitely have some more explaining to do. Let me ask you this one. We're about to make the phone call. We'll do that in a second. You listen to her information. What do you think? Is he cheating? I mean, is there even a reason why he would be stuck in traffic where there is no traffic unless he's up to something? Did your boyfriend or partner ever tell you that lie? Did he ever say, yeah, I just had dinner with my dad? And he gets home and he's rummaging through the fridge because he really didn't have dinner with his dad. What do you think's going on here? Call me at 651-989-KDWB. And let me tell me who you think he's going to send the roses to. Or text me at KDWB1 and we'll be right back to talk to you on War of the Roses on KDWB. Before we make the phone call on War of the Roses, a couple of things, a little announcement. Happy birthday, Wyatt, who
happy
is
birthday.
The big 6 years old Aww. Today and listening to War of the Roses with, looks like, Mama.
You know what? It's a bonding time for mothers and mm-hmm. sons and fathers and sons and daughters, you know?
We're going to find out what's going to go on with War of the Roses in a minute, but I want to find out what you think. Somebody says, you know what? He's got missing time. My boyfriend also had missing time, and he couldn't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
He was ring shopping.
Oh, that would make sense.
It does make sense, because you're not going to say, yeah, I'm down at the Shane Company Jewelers ring shopping.
Yeah, no.
You're going to say, like, yeah, I'm out to lunch with a coworker. Well, that's weird. You came home and you were hungry, so did you really have lunch? Yeah, swear to God. Because you're not going to say, well, okay, I admit it.
Okay, but, and someone did say, traffic has been really bad lately. Took me 2 hours to get to my daughter's conference the other day. Hopkins to St. Paul should not be 2 hours, but he's still cheating.
Another text message says, he sounds like a sketchball. All right, another one. I think something fishy is going on. Guys only lie when they're doing something they shouldn't be. Well, I think we all lie when we're doing something we shouldn't be. It's like,
or
why?
Something you should be, but it's a surprise for someone, so you're trying to, like...
Maybe so.
I don't know.
All right, let me find out. We get some phone calls at 651-989-KDWB. Hi, who is this? Latera, is that right?
Yes.
What do you think's going on here?
I think that he's definitely cheating. There is no way that he's not. If he's saying that it's traffic and she can see that it's not traffic and it's coming up hours, he said he went on a dinner with his boss. More like dinner date with someone else, and is hiding it. I got a gut feeling about this. I feel bad for that girl.
You know, sometimes you get a feeling in your gut, and sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're not. We're going to find out in a second.
That was all the time we needed, Doug. Thank you. I know you're busy, so we appreciate that. We'll send out the dozen long-stem romantic roses today. What we have to get from you, obviously, the address, but we also needed the name of your recipient. So can you give me their name?
Sure, Janelle.
Okay. You can include a card if you would like to attach to the roses, with a little message if you would like to.
Sure. Let's just say, just thinking of you.
Okay, great.
Hey, got a bit of a surprise for you, Doug, and hopefully it's a good surprise. And we will all say we love surprises, but we only love good surprises. And I think this is a good surprise. We are on the radio listening to your conversation right now on KDWB, and we were testing you to see if you would send flowers to your girlfriend, Janelle, or to somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Surprise.
So, and the reason we did that is because Janelle got a hold of us and said, hey, you know, Doug's done some kind of suspicious stuff with, you know, different things that she was questioning. And so she wanted to see who you would send flowers to. But you sent flowers to Janelle. Janelle, how do you feel about that?
Okay, I have one question, because that whole conversation, there was a dog barking in the back of like the whole
combo. I did notice the pooch.
Yep.
Who is still barking here and there.
Well, first of all, we don't have a dog. And second of all, he's supposed to be at work. So what's the deal with the dog?
I don't know why the dog matters, but Rich is out of town, and he asked me to come feed him, feed the dog.
okay, wait. Rich has like a massive dog with a, like a very deep bark. Wait, whatever is in the background is like a tiny little yippy dog bark.
Who's Rich?
Yeah.
Rich is his friend, but that's not Rich's dog. Whose dog? Where are you? Whose dog is that?
Oh. Hi.
Somebody's gotten really quiet. Can you still hear us okay, Doug? He is gone. He is... Do you think that he was just panicked? Or do you think his phone dropped? Do you think his call dropped?
I think he's going to claim his phone dropped.
I mean, I think the timing of that says pretty much all I need to know.
What the
like,
hell?
His phone doesn't drop right when I have, like, seemingly caught you in a lie.
Okay. There's so many things. There's so many questions I have. Rich is his friend or his boss?
His friend.
Does Rich have a dog that he might be asked to go feed?
Yeah, I guess, but not that doesn't happen frequently. And seriously, guys, I'm telling you, this Rich's dog is massive and it's like, whoa, whoa, like he's this deep bark.
Also, so I feel like he would tell you anyway. Jake was like, oh, I have to go run and feed my sister's cat. He'd probably mention it to me.
Well, where could he have been then? Is it conceivable that he would answer the phone at some woman's house where he's not supposed to be? And her dog is barking in the background.
Bad luck for him.
That is totally bad luck. What if it had been you calling? Oh, he just would not have answered the phone.
Probably not.
But yeah, when he saw
it was,
the okay,
if it was my name, he wouldn't have answered.
But he sees like a strange number come up, and he's like, "Oh, I'll answer this one while the dog's barking in the background."
Yeah.
What do you make of this? I mean, we're all like playing detective, but this is not probably the best news for you that you want to hear.
It's upsetting because it was so obvious that the Rich's dog thing was a lie. So regardless of what he's lying about, that was a lie for sure.
What are you going to do now, though? I mean, that's the question. What do you do? Do you call him back? What do you do?
It's just sad because, like, we live together and it's come so far at this point. But, I mean, I'm just sick of worrying. I just want to know the truth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to confront him if he didn't, like, you know, take all of his stuff and leave just now.
Wow.
I'm gonna confront him about it because I deserve the truth.
Yeah.
Just stop lying to me.
So what do you think? A lot of text messages, somebody says, "What's up with the dog? Oh, busted. The pup did him dirty." Another one says, "Isn't he supposed to be at work? He's leaving work to go see a dog." Other people said, "He knew it was War of the Roses." That dog, though, I mean, you talk about... Can I tell you a story really quick?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. Long ago, I worked at a radio station in Ohio, and there was a woman who did the traffic, and she was supposed to be out in a little traffic patrol car. We didn't have a helicopter. At one point, we did, but she had like a little traffic patrol car. And so she would talk on a walkie-talkie. So she'd call in, not on cell phone, but on a walkie-talkie. It's like, "Hey, we're doing traffic out here on, you know, whatever." And one day, she's on her walkie-talkie, and you hear a dog very clearly. I mean, right next to her. Roar, 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 roar. She was so busted. Turned out she had not been out doing traffic reports. She sat in her living room lied about the traffic.
How long had she been doing that? It was like a one-time thing?
I don't remember. Because traffic was, she later argued, she said traffic was always the same. It was always, you know, 8 minutes from Morse to Broad on I-71. And, you know, 270 was always this. And I-70 was always this. So she'd make it up. Until the dog... walked in.
Oh, no.
Yep.
And she was busted by the dog.
Oh, that sucks.
Hardcore busted. What do you think?
You always gotta watch out for the dog. That's the number one rule of thumb. The dogs are gonna all, because they're the honest one. They're man's best friend, but they're man's best friend that'll narc on
you
every time.
So many emotions. I was so happy for and then so sad in the span of 1 minute.
You know, here's one. He should send a live photo of him and Rich's dog. He's lying and he's a cheater. Faux show. I wonder how many times have you ever said, "Wait a second. Where are you right now? I swear to God, I'm working late. Well, send me a picture of you down at the office."
Yeah. I have a friend.
I'm not going to do that. That's stupid.
I had a friend that got busted in the worst way ever.
Yeah.
He worked down in Bloomington, and he had told his wife, "I'm working extra hours." And he wasn't cheating. He went to happy hour with a bunch of his coworkers up in Maple Grove. And she just by chance was at the Cub in Maple Grove. And drove by the restaurant, saw his car, and so she goes, "Where are you right now?"
"Uh-oh.
Oh, just working late, have a bunch of stuff, da-da-da-da."
Oh,
and she's like, "Really?" And she had just had their baby that was maybe 3 months old.
Oh.
It was sitting in the back. And he was just like, because he wanted to go to happy hour. It was 5:30 on a Tuesday or something like that. And she was sitting in the car going, "Are you kidding me right now?"
Let me ask you a question. why would she not let him go to happy hour with his coworkers? Did he have a drinking problem?
It wasn't that she wouldn't let. He just never told her, and he lied and said, oh, we're going to be working late.
Yes, he's working late.
Because I wouldn't lie about that one. I wouldn't lie about going to happy hour. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to happy hour. Susan goes to happy hour all the time.
Yeah, but you have
in the beginning when you first have a baby.
Just three times a day.
But when you have a three-month-old.
I think when you have a baby, your happy hour visits kind of are pulled back a little bit.
That's a good point. And you remember that, Missy. One day when you have a baby, no more happy hour for you.
Stop.
As a matter of fact, no more happy for you. No more happy.
It's gone.
When you have a baby one day,
what happens?
There's no more happy.
No.
There's just diapers and feeding. That's all it is.
Is it sad?
It's kind of sad.